With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats' approach to dealing with President Biden's health concerns amounts to what he calls the biggest political cover-up that we've ever seen.
In an interview with Fox News' The Ingram Angle, Johnson responded to former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comments that she was advising Democrats to, quote, just hold off on airing any concerns that they might have about the president until after the significant NATO summit this week. Johnson told host Laura Ingram, quote, it's been an incredible thing to watch on Capitol Hill. When asked what he makes of Pelosi's comments and what they, quote, tell you about her confidence in Biden. Alarm bells have been ringing about Biden's mental acuity since June 27th, when he appeared to stumble in words and lack energy in a debate against former President Trump. The event has sparked concerns among Democrats about his ability to beat Trump or to serve another 4 years, and many have called on him to step aside. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says defense spending has seen a precipitous decline under President Biden.
And we're on the path to go below 3% of GDP next year. We've only been below 3% of GDP four times in the last 80 years.
Senator Sullivan says that comes at a time the U.S. is facing threats from China, Iran, and Russia. Senator Tom Cotton says the world was a much safer place when Donald Trump was in the White House.
Vladimir Putin did not invade Ukraine or any other country.
Sophisticated overseas criminals, meanwhile, are stealing tens of billions of dollars from Americans every year.
It's a crime wave projected to get worse as the U.S. population ages and technology makes it easier to successfully perpetrate fraud. Kathy Stokes of the AARP's Fraud Watch Network says internet and telephone scams have grown exponentially and relatively few perpetrators are caught. Police in Ohio are still looking for the scammer whose calls to an 81-year-old homeowner set in motion a chain of events that led to the shooting death of an Uber driver.
Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. No compromise on the issue of abortion.
That's the issue that most Americans believe the two parties are the farthest apart on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 42% of respondents say there is no common ground between Republicans and Democrats on abortion. Another 38% say there might be a little room for compromise, but not much. Amongst registered voters, both Republicans and Democrats agree there is virtually no common ground on abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Department of Education has restored a teacher's credentials days after she sued, alleging officials had misrepresented her involvement in a student's abortion. The teacher did not contest her firing from a private school last fall, but did sue the education department and top officials over the revocation of her teaching license, noting that the student involved was over 18 years of age, and that means those circumstances made her actions legal under the law. This is SRN News. Here's some advice from a storm veteran as we hear from Keith Peters.
Former FEMA head Craig Fugate says don't judge a storm's severity on how big a number they've been assigned. Measuring a storm's danger based on a 1 through 5 scale is just one tool in assessing potential damage. People often mistakenly think a tropical storm or a Category 1 hurricane are nothing to worry about, when they can sometimes be more devastating than a major Category 4 or 5 storm. A category only measures wind strength. It doesn't factor in storm surge, rain amounts, possible tornado formation, or a storm size or speed. Fugate recommends following local forecasts provided by the National Weather Service. Keith Peters reporting.
A federal judge in Kansas has refused to block the nationwide enforcement of a Biden administration rule that requires firearms dealers to do background checks for buyers at gun shows. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.